Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I think this story is so wild. Has anyone ever been born or had a child in a place that was not made for having children? This baby was born in the parking lot of his parents' favorite microbrewery in Michigan, and now he has been named after the business. Aaron and Kyle Baker, they were on their way to the hospital on the baby's due date when they realized they weren't going to make it in time. So they called an ambulance. They pulled over into the parking lot at One Well Brewing. And that just happens to be their favorite microbrewery. And their baby was born just minutes later. They named him Forrest Wells Baker. They said, we had been joking that Forrest just wanted to swing by for a quick beer on the way to the hospital, just like his dad would. And they said, when people first heard, everybody thought that they were just sitting in there having a beer and then she went into labor. That was not the case. They were on the way. Well, the One Well Brewing Company, they celebrated Forrest's birth by coming up with a new blood orange blonde ale, which his parents were invited to come help mix, and the beer, which they named Special Delivery. They are going to tap that later this month. It's a nice little ode to the baby.
You hear of these stories, anyone actually in, I've never spoken to someone in that situation, but you hear of these stories happening all the time. Something like this, when I was in Washington, D.C., there was someone gave birth on the metro system. It's the subway system in Washington, D.C. The woman she gave birth. It was during rush hour traffic. It was a huge thing. You hear about these stories in the news and read about them, but I've never spoken to someone that has done that, actually has given birth in a unique place like this.
Were you born somewhere really unique, somewhere that most people would never ever be born, or did you go into labor and have a baby somewhere other than your home, maybe, or your hospital? 702-364-9400. We want to hear from you. Rachel, good morning. What happened?
Good morning. So growing up in high school, I had a friend, and we grew up in a small town, Big Bear. So back in that day, it was the last year you can actually deliver up in that mountain. So you had to drive down the mountain to deliver. So on his way down, well, his parents' way down the mountain, he actually decided to come like right then and there. So his dad had to pull over on the side of the mountain, of the road, and help deliver the baby. Ooh. And of course, they called, you know, ambulance and stuff like that, but I mean,
did they get there in time to help? Did the ambulance, were they able to be of any assistance?
They got there as they were already holding the baby.
That is so wild. I think I would go into panic mode, but maybe it's like you just know what to do when
you're faced with that situation. Yeah.
Who else has had an experience like that? We want to hear from you. We're getting some texts here. Savannah said recently someone gave birth to their baby inside of an Amazon warehouse. Can you imagine? You like get your package and there's like remnants.
I ordered sheets. What is this?
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about this baby that was born in a microbrewery parking lot, and he was honored with a special beer named after him. The baby was born to Aaron and Kyle Baker. It was born in the parking lot of the One Well Brewing Company, and so they named their baby Forrest Wells after the One Well Brewing Company. And we want to know, like, where have you been born that wasn't a hospital, or where have you gone into labor that wasn't a hospital or home? Someplace odd. We got a text here. It says, my niece wasn't born there, but my sister-in-law's water broke 5 minutes into the tram ride at the San Diego Animal Park. There's no way off once the tram takes off. My brother was a basket case for the next 45 minutes. We also got a text from Teresa that we talked about being born on the Hollywood Freeway. She's on the phone. Hi, Teresa.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, what happened to you?
So, funny story, my mom was waiting out, you know, the labor contractions, and she told my dad, okay, I think it's time. So by the time that they get into my dad's station wagon and they start driving to the hospital, I literally was born halfway there on the backseat of the car, of the station wagon, with my grandmother there, and my dad freaking out, panicking. The newscast got there, they took video and pictures, they made it to the front page picture, the front page or the front page of the newspaper, and I still have the clippings of the newspaper.
Wow, that is, you like went down in history. That's pretty impressive. And I mean, obviously everything was okay. Did your dad ever calm down?
He did. You know what? Thankfully, California Highway Patrol ended up passing by at that time, and he actually cut my cord.
Your
dad did?
No, freeway.
The police, the highway patrol.
This is like an episode of Chips from back in the day. This is incredible,
that
Teresa.
Is amazing. We want to see the clips. You got to send us clips of you being in the daily paper. That's pretty impressive. Wow. Someone just texted, imagine not being born in the hospital and saving so much money on your bill. Seriously, I never even thought of that.
Very smart parents, Teresa.